This the Gemara says, no, there's a svara Talmud Leimah on this tepah. The Mepaz Omer Rav Nachmin, Omer Rav Baravua, that Omer Kroah, the Pasuk says, V'yohavto l'reyecho kameicha. Supposed to love your friend. So Melu learn out from this, it's a svara from this Pasuk of, Borah loy misa yofa. Even when there's such a thing, you have to kill him, you have to give a person Mises Bezdin, but I call upon him, still he's a Reacho. So still you have to love him, and you have to give him a nice type of a Misa. So it's enough to say you have to use a Saif, a sword. It's enough to learn out you have to kill him through the neck. But not mamish like an Egel Arufot, you take a big hatchet and chop off dead from the back, but there you do it nicely with a sword from the front. Right, then the Pasuk says, Kol Cherim Asher Yechra Min Odom Lo Yifta. Any time a cherim take from a person is again lo yipod, he can't free himself, he don't take the money. So Rashi says kol cherim means mashma loshin chay v'mitha kagoyin zavech l'kim l'lohim yichorim. If a person shechs to avoid the zoro, we kill him. So Pasuk is also again kol cherim. Any time mashma you have to kill a person is lo yipod, he can't free himself with money. So for the Gemara again, Lomali, what do we need this pasuk for? We have spoken before that in the case when Bezdin has to kill you, there's no way out, you can't free yourself with money. So where it says, Miborle, we need this pasuk like this. Likiratanya, like we learned. Mina yin liyaitchili horik. His somewhat that already has the chi of misa upon him. Bezdin paskin, this person has to be killed. And Bezdin is taking him out now to kill him. The Yomar, while he's going out, the person says, Biyomar, Echod, Erki Yolai, that the person says, I want to be mechayiv myself, to give the value of myself for tzedakah. Erki Yolai means how much I'm worth, I want to give to the Hegdish. Is minayin shloyama klum, how do we know such a person? Like said nothing, because he's not worth anything right now, since he has to be killed. Shenemu, we have this passage that says, kol cherim asher yichorim min adam lo yifta. That means what? That any time a person does cherim, he does a chiv misa upon himself, he doesn't have to pay erchin. Even though he was mechayiv himself now, like Beferes and Eder, to give how much he's worth to Hegdish, the locker is, he doesn't have any damim, since he's supposed to be killed, he's potter from paying the money. By the Yochol Af Kedem Shenig Madinoi, maybe even after Bezdin finished paskening that his chayiv misa will also be a locker like this, that's the summer of Mechal Shabbos. And we know we're going to have to kill him. But Bezdin didn't paskin the halacha yet. And now the person goes and makes an erki olai. How do we know that taka he has to pay then? Talmud Leimah, the pasuk says, Mina adam v'loy kol adam. It says, lo yipodem min adam. Means some people don't have to pay the erchin. But some people do. So what does that mean? That if he's already a chiv misapon and Bezdin paskinois, then he doesn't have to pay his erchin olai. Because he's not a swore like he's not worth anything. But before Bezdin paskin the money, paskin the chiyuv misa, then he has to pay erki olai. For the Gemara, ulo Rabbi Chanina or Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, the yoma that he holds, ne'erach, no, even though a person has a psak din to be killed, Bezdin paskin is mechal Shabbos, he has to be killed. And now he says, erki olai, my value I want to give to Hegdish, Rabbi Chananya holds that the chiyuv is chal. And the reason is, lefnei shedom of ketsuvim, because his money, what he has to pay, is not the pshat he's paying how much he's worth right now. Really, he's not worth a penny right now, because he has to be killed. But the din of Erchin is, the terrorist says, Lefi Shonim, how old you are, that's how much you have to pay. So that the terrorist said how much you're worth, whether $30 or $50, you're worth. So merely, even though you have the Chiv Misa upon yourself, still you have to pay it. Rashi says, Shedom of Tsumim, Viterah, Lefi Shonim, the terrorist says, according to how old you are, how much you have to pay. Fulai Dimei, Fulai Domiliyem, Dom of Olai. It's not Daimah to a curse, the person says, how much I'm worth. The Dom of Main Light, true, he's not worth anything right now. Avalerach Yeshloi, Lemaisi, he's this much, he's depending upon his age, that's how much the terrorist says you have to pay for Erchin. According to Rabbi Chananya, that you do have to pay that amount of money to Hegdish, what does the pasuk say, lo yipode? It's more high kol chere mayavid lei. So then again, it's mash menuchura that when you have a chi of misa, you can't pay yourself out with money. And that's the more we learned this before already. What do we need another pasuk for? So the more answer is, mi boyle likratanya. We need it for the purpose of the price we learn like this. That Rabbi Yishmoel, Benoish, Rabbi Yechonim, and Baruch Reimer. Lefi shemotzinu. Lemum sim b'dei shemayim. We find the case where people are mechuyiv misa b'dei shemayim. She'en noisnin momin u'mischapel hem. There is a case when you have a chiv misa b'dei shemayim that you pay money, you pay koifer, and you free yourself. She'en but the pasuk says, in koifer yushas olav. That what you could free yourself by paying koifer. So Rashi says, kagoyin. Mi shohorag shoyro yesanefesh. If your ox killed a man, killed a person, the pasuk says, you must. It says, well, we have to kill the owner. Now, v'loy misas bezdin. It doesn't mean that we really, bezdin goes and kills the owner. The nafklam Sanhedrin, we learn out of the Gemara Sanhedrin, that mois yumas hamakir ratzeach. Who? Are we only kill a person if the person himself killed somebody. But if your ox kills somebody, we don't kill the owner because your ox killed somebody. Yumas, what does it mean, yumas? The pasuk b'dei shemayim. That you have a chiyuv b'dei shemayim. And still the pasuk says, what do you have to do? You have to pay the money of that person to the yorshim. That's called im koifer yushas olav. When your shor killed somebody, so you're chayiv misa, but you have to pay koifer. You have to pay how much that person is worth. Or some achlokes in the Gemara, to me nerag, to me horag, which value of which person you pay. By kol ponim, we see you do have to pay money. So maybe Yochel, I would have thought after the Yodim came, if a person killed somebody, that's b'choy b'mises bezdin, trashi chay b'mises bezdin, yiftav a moment, maybe also they could poison themselves with some money to pay kofer. Talmud, this the pasuk says, no, chorim in Odom, lo yipode, that when a person's m'choy b'misa, he can't pat himself. Trashi chorim in Odom means, Odom sh'm'choy b'cherim, a person that's m'choy to be killed, he can't free himself by paying kofer. V'yein liyela mises chamurois shlenitnu shagosun lekapora. Maybe only a chet, that if you do the chet b'shegeg, there's no kapora. Trash yela mises chamurois shlenitnu shagosun lekapora. Kivon the crawl lepirsho ko mises. Torah doesn't say every misa. So let's explain it maybe on a misa, it's not so strong, on a chomadik misa. Then your mama can't free yourself. Kagoyin Rashi says, Oysa chabur b'yoviv, you hit your father. Oy goyin of nefesh mi'yisrael. Shein kaporak sulu b'shagosoy. The Torah doesn't say about shegig. Shein koros b'zdoinoy, the leka chatas b'shagosoy. There's no chiyiv koros there. So there, if you do it b'shegig, you're taking not chayiv a korban. There's no kapora. So maybe such an avera, where you hit your father, that you chayiv misa, such a misa you can't free yourself with money. Because there's even with shegeg, there's no way to free yourself. But maybe elamis elamisas kalas, but easier misas shenitna shigosan the kapora hamol certain chiyuvim misa. If you do them with shegeg, the Torah says you have to bring a korban chatas. That's mechaper on you. So Rashi says kagoyin avodis kachovim v'shabbos varoyis. If somebody's mechalal shabbos. Or does avoid the Zara? The Torah says you do it b'shegig, you have to bring the korban. So since b'shegig is a kapara, maybe then even b'mezid you could free yourself with money. Minayin, how do we know? Talmud Lomar says kol chorim. Mashma any type of a misa. Mashma any time you have a chi of misa, you did a b'mezid, the din is you have to be killed and you can't free yourself with money. For the Gemara of Lomemela, mulay sichu kaifa shamat mino. We learned this from before already. Mulay sichu kaifa, l'nefesh ratzeach. That any time you kill somebody, that you chayiv misa, we have to kill you, and you can't free yourself with money. Is latishkim amayni minay v'tiftarei. We learned this from the pasuk before. So kocherim lomeli. Why do we need another pasuk full of kocherim? Is omer rami bachoma yitzrach. Yes, still we need the second pasuk. Kosal kodad nachemin chayiv would have thought, hani mili. When do I say when you chayiv misa that you can't free yourself with money? Hecha dahor gadol derech aria. Maybe when you kill somebody, derech aliyah, when you're lifting up the hatchet, when you're lifting up your tool, then you killed somebody, maybe that's a chomadik way of killing somebody. Then you can never free yourself with money. Why? Shlenitnu shergos lekapara. If you kill somebody b'shegig, while you're lifting your axe upwards, there's no chiyav golus. You don't have to go to golus, because it's a chomadik way of killing that you don't go to golus. Avol horgo da'achirida. But maybe if you kill somebody when you're lifting your axe going downwards, didn't it? Nishagos the kapara. That's not such a strong way of killing somebody. Therefore, if you did it b'shegeg, the locher is you got a golus. You have a kapara for it. So maybe now when you did this type of a misa of killing somebody, when you're bringing your hatchet downwards, Maybe the person could pay money and free himself. Nothing doing. Lamaisa, since you killed the mazid, the din is you have to be killed. You can't free yourself with money. Oh, Malay Rava. For the Rava Kasha. Oh, this halacha, mi de tonne de vechiskiya nafka. We learn this stats for tonne de vechiskiya. The tonne de vechiskiya. Tonne de vechiskiya learns like this. The pasuk says, ma ke odem ma ke beim, we had a hekish. That just when a person kills a man, or a person kills an animal. Ma ma ke beim, just like when you kill an animal. Loi chalak, there's no difference, boy. Beim shoygig lemezit. Beim miskavin, shayne miskavin. Ben derech yirida derech aliyah, when a person kills an animal. That there's no way that you're potter, but rather you're always chayiv. The klal is adam amud liyolam. Whenever a person hits somebody, a person is chayiv for that. No matter how you did it, a man is chayiv for the hezek that he, for the damage that he caused. Is meila af the same way? Maki adam. If a man kills another person, loitechlik, but there's no difference. Then shoygig lemezid, whether you kill b'shoygig or you kill b'mezid. Bein miskavin, shayna miskavin. Bein derech yirid l'derech aliyah. Whether you kill one, you're taking your hatchet downwards, or you kill someone and taking your hatchet upwards. Lechayiv mamin, that you're not chayiv mamin, but rather a lepotcher mamin, that you're potter for money. So you see, kotan of echiski, there's no difference between derech yirid and derech aliyah. So there's no, so just like with derech yirida, you're telling me now you can't free yourself with money. So who adin derech, just like derech aliyah, who adin derech yirida also you can't free yourself. So what are you telling me? I need another pasuk for that. That's Tana de Vechizkis halacha. So the Marin says, Elo Amar Rami Bachoma. Itzrech, no, still we need two psukim. Kosalko Tadecha Mina, I would have thought, Hani Mili Heicho De Simo Esenoi. Maybe where you blind his eyes. For Horak Boy, you kill him. Havel Heicho De Simo Esenoi. For a whole guy Bedobar Acher, and you kill him with something else. Ey Mo Nishko Mamon Yimnei. Maybe we say you would have to pay. Rashi says, "B'maka acheres u'basachas." Maybe where you first blind him and then you killed him. Rashi, "Aim on the yanshe d'mei ayin omisa b'shvil ariga." Maybe you have to pay two punishments, because when you first you punched the guy in the eye and then you killed him, so maybe you have to pay for the value of his eye also. That's what we need the second pasuk for. Amalei Rava, Rava said, "Honamim idoch tana de vechiskiya nafka." This we also know from another pasuk of tana de vechiskiya. The tana de vechiskiya. The pasuk says, "Ayin tachasayin, for loy ayin v'nefesh tachasayin." So clearly, you never have to pay, get killed, and have to pay for the ayin. In case we knocked out the eye, or when the only time you pay for the eye, if you only damage the eye. But if you kill them also, we darshin v'loy ayin v'nefesh tachasayin. You do not have to get killed and also have to pay the money for your eye, for his eye. So we know from another pasuk that when you kill the guy and knocked out his eye, you don't have to pay the money for his eye, but just get killed. So what do we need the second pasuk for? Hello, Amr Rav Ashi, Itzvach, we need the pasuk. Salkot Adach Amin, I would have thought like this. Ho yil v'chidishu, sheikh chidjatara b'kenas. Maybe there's a chidish by kenas. The what Rashi says, b'chol tashlume kenas. Sheinam din elegzeres melech b'yalma. Anytime you have to pay knas, it's a chiddush. It's not a svara, it's a chiddush. V'chivon the chiddushu, ogzeres chay keim afagav dika v'edya misla shalem. Maybe in the case where you're machayiv knas, and you're also chayiv misa, afagav de miklo mishalem, kamash mlon, you don't have to pay knas. In other words, not like rabbis from before. In other words, in the case, let's say where you minus your own daughter, where you live with your own daughter. So there the halacha is, you gav chayiv misas bezdin. So maybe in such a case, you would have to pay knas. You have to pay the knas, you manasa. Ah, you say, come live with the Rav Minei. But maybe in the case over here where it's a chiddush that you're paying knas, maybe you do have to pay the knas. Kamash will know that's still your putter. For the Gemara though, well, the Rabbah though, the Yom HaChiddush or Tzachit Shatara B'Knas, Afagav the Mikto Meshalim, Hai Kol Cherem Mayovidle. We had Rabbah swore before that he holds no in the case where it's a knas. Even though you chayiv misa, still you have to pay the knas. Because he holds from this svara, since it's a chiddushu, you have to pay the knas even though you chayiv misa. So what do we do with the pasuk kocherim? And the Gemara sovelo katanakama the Rabbi Chananya ben Akavia. And Chananya, he holds like the Tanakama from Chananya ben Akavia, that we use the pasuk to tell us that you put the from Erech Yolai, where a person says Erech Yolai, after he was made a psak desdin already, that's chayiv misa, in just a case he doesn't have to pay Erechin. He doesn't pay any Dimei Erchin, and a Chanami. And a Yag is on a Chananya. And a Chananya does it good. So Rabbah, that says that by Knas, you do have to pay money, now don't say come late, he'll use this pasuk for the chiddush before, than the case where you say erchin alai, after you have a chiv misa, that you potter from paying the erchin alai. Then, any other time, whenever you chayiv misa, halacha is you have to be killed, you can't free yourself with money, and what didn't, if you have a chiv money, otherwise, you don't have to pay the money. We say, come live the rabbinate. But at the same time, when you have the chiv misa, you have the chiv money, you're potter from paying the money. Alright, we'll stop here.